You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 18-5, now 5-1. And Christian Benteke to score and Crystal Palace to win was in the market at 14-5. It's now available at 4-1. Tom, David Moyes clearly not sure about his players. Sunderland have made 14 changes to their starting 11 in their opening five Premier League games this season, which is more than any other side. We need to remember that Sunderland's first league win in each of the last three seasons has come in October, so they don't start quickly ever, or they haven't recently, Sunderland. There's just no optimism there, is there, at all?
Absolutely none, and the manager sucked any that there might have been out of the club within the first couple of weeks. David Moyes must, at times, you know, if he sat at home and he sat in his... sat in his living room with a beer, he must just think, what? I know you want to get back in the game, but you just think, what am I going to do at Sunderland? How on earth is he going to turn that side into a competitive team? They're a team that away from home are all right. They're not going to win many games, far from it. But at home, they're really struggling. I was looking at this. The last four goals they've scored at home have been scored by defenders. You know, I can't see them getting anything here. And I've been doing the Alan Pardew dance all week because I love Palace last week at home against Stoke. And you know, six goals in their last two matches. There is a little bit of swagger about Palace. And we talk about defenders scoring goals. You know, Palace have had their fair share from Tompkins, but certainly, you know, the players at the back have been chipping in, haven't they? You know, people like Scott Dan, they're worth a lot this weekend. I think Palace win this game. And actually, I think the confidence has come back to Palace. I still don't think they're obviously a great side, but, you know, I was watching that performance and, look, Stoke were awful last week. But, as I said, that swagger, Zaha was getting more things right than he was getting wrong, which is unusual for him. And I just feel with Benteke, they've got someone they can lob the ball into the box, and he doesn't have to move around very much in that side, but, you know, he'll get chances. I just think Palace will be far too confident, and Sunderland, there's no way I can be backing them. So I'm with Palace this weekend.
8-5, Palace to win the game. If you are looking at Scott Dan to score a goal in this match, he's 11-2. He's scored 7 Premier League goals since the start of last season, which is 2 more than any other Crystal Palace player, and 2 more than any other defender in the division as well. So he's 11-2, Scott Dan to score any time. Derek, I can see David Moyes eventually morphing into Alan Kirbishley. He's going to get sacked here, and then every single time there's a new manager market, he'll pop up at the head of it for about a decade and not get any more jobs. And Sunderland, they're a big price here though, aren't they? 2-1.
Well, that's it, they are. You know, I looked at this fixture and I thought, I can't be back in Sunderland. Palace are favourites. Where's the value in Palace there? I just don't see it. They shouldn't be that sure. Let's not forget they got beat in midweek in the cap. What cup is it? The EFL Cup now, is it?
Yeah.
I can't read too much into that result against Stoke last week, because as Tom says, Stoke were appalling, and they've beaten Middlesbrough. Whoopie-doo. Too short Palace for me. They are. I mean, yeah, they did look a proper side last week, but I want to see more of it before I back them as favourites away from home. Sunderland, I can't back him. No, David Moyes, manager, he's never smiled. 12 years in the Premier League, he's never yet smiled. If he knew, he was always going to end up at a Sunderland manager. This is a tough fixture, isn't it? I'm just going to play. And I'm going to do the Lee Phelps method. I ain't got a clue. I'm going for the draw.
That was a perfect impression, Derek. 21-10, the draw in the game. That grimace is David Moyes' smile, Derek. That's it.
I mean, Everton were joyless for 12 years under him. You know, he ripped it back out of Man United, went to real sociopath and was hated there. And now Sunderland's got 6 games and he's hated. He's just an awful manager. Can't have him.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.